You're listening to KRCU. I'm Dan Woods, and we're going public today with Angela Pierce. She's a naturalist with the Missouri Department of Conservation. Welcome to the studios.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about bears today, and I understand that there's been more reports of bears, at least an increase in reporting. So the first question is, why do we think that's happening?
Well, the increase in sightings is probably due to the increase in bears in Missouri. We are seeing an increase in our bear population. However, at what rate and the exact numbers of bears in Missouri is still yet to be determined. We're currently undergoing research that started back in 2010, studying our bear populations, trying to figure out what exactly the rate of growth is and survival rate and all of that. So it's a pretty lengthy study for us to get a better idea of how many bears do we have, where are these bears going, what are they doing. There's a lot that we still need to learn about Missouri bears.
So with the increase and more sightings, there's more of a chance perhaps for humans to run into a bear and contact with them. So what should we do and not do if we see a bear?
Sure. So it's important to remember that black bears in Missouri are still considered to be an uncommon mammal, unlike, you know, squirrels or raccoons that you might see in your backyard.
Okay.
However, we are tending to see bears concentrate in more heavily wooded areas, especially in our Ozark region where the Mark Twain National Forest is. So if you're out camping in those areas or hiking, it is very important to be bear aware. So if you're out hiking, make sure that your presence is known to the wildlife and bears around you by talking, singing, making noise. Most likely that bear is going to smell you before they see you. They're going to hear you and they're going to take off, because our black bears of Missouri, we're lucky they have not quite associated humans with food. So they tend to stay wild. They want to be elusive and not be around people. It's also important to remember that these sightings are very few and far between. It's not very common for a Missouri hiker to see a bear. And like I said before, more than likely, the bear's going to be aware of you before you are of it, and it's going to leave. If you do find that you've seen a bear in your area, it could perhaps be a young male who's been pushed out of the optimal habitat in those heavily wooded areas, and you see a bear in a more urban area, it's important to report your sighting to the Missouri Department of Conservation, and you can do that online or by calling your regional office. And if you do see a bear in town, it's important also to remember to not let that bear associate you with food. So any pet foods, you want to make sure you don't keep those out. Make sure your pet's finishing their meal and remove all bowls when they're done. Barbecue grills, go ahead and make sure those are clean and put away at the end of your grilling session. And garbage, make sure that's secured in a bear-proof area, so that they're not finding food sources around humans. We don't want them to associate food with humans. And we like to say a fed bear is a dead bear, simply because if a bear is finding food around humans and it becomes a problem, it is going to have to be removed and more than likely put down.
Angela Pierce is a naturalist with the Missouri Department of Conservation. Some very good information. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, high on a mountain, tell me what to see. Bear track, stay maggotine. Up, get your tongue balls, folks, too late. The bear's got a little.